This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understanding, MOUs, were signed on cooperation in the fields of medical products, Jan Aushadhi scheme, cultural exchange program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana, and cooperation and collaboration in the field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network, Guyana. Besides, MOUs were also signed between National Defence Institute, Guyana, and Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday evening. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. In his opening remarks at the second India CARICOM summit in Georgetown, Guyana last night, Mr. Modi said, "This summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and mankind had to face some huge hardships." He said it has severely affected the nations of Global South. The Prime Minister said India has always tried to face these challenges along with CARICOM. The Prime Minister co-chaired the second India CARICOM summit along with Prime Minister of Grenada, Dickon Mitchell, the current chair of CARICOM. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Dominican counterpart Roosevelt Skerrit on the sidelines of the second India CARICOM summit in Guyana last night. Mr. Modi thanked him for the conferment of Dominica's highest award. The leaders explored opportunities for India-Dominica cooperation in areas such as climate resilience, healthcare, capacity building and deepening of people-to-people ties. They also discussed cooperation at the United Nations. The Commonwealth of Dominica has bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi also met President of Suriname, Chandrika Prasad Santokhi, on the sidelines of the second India CARICOM summit. Both leaders reviewed progress on India-Suriname partnership and emphasized the importance of strengthening economic cooperation. Mr. Modi also met Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, on the sidelines of second India CARICOM summit in Guyana. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia in Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus ADMM Plus yesterday. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend this meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the 125th birth anniversary celebration of Utkal Keshari Dr. Hare Krishna Mahatab in New Delhi today. During the event, a special commemorative stamp and coin will be released in the honour of Dr. Mahatab. Dr. Hare Krishna Mahatab was born on 21st of November 1899 in Agarpara, Odisha. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has launched its OTT platform Waves. It was unveiled yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa. Waves, while catering to the growing demand for digital streaming services, aims to revive nostalgia while embracing modern digital trends. Waves features timeless shows like Ramayana, Mahabharat, Shaktiman and Hum Log. The platform will connect audiences with India's cultural and emotional heritage. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said Waves is unique compared to other OTT platforms, offering clean and family-oriented entertainment along with other services. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action today in the pre-quarterfinals of the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China. In the men's singles pre-quarterfinal, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark. In women's singles, two-time Olympic medalist winner P.V. Sindhu will square off with Yeo Jia Min of Singapore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.